You're listening to the Intuitive Strength Podcast, and I'm your host, Bree Ogletree. I'm an online fitness coach teaching women how to use strength training and nutrition to build a body they love, but I'm also a strong believer in holistic wellness, which includes all aspects of your life. While this podcast is heavily focused on fitness and nutrition, we'll also dive into other topics that attribute to total wellness to include mental health, financial health, relationships, and stress management, to name a few. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the episode. I just wanted to give you a quick invite to my free fitness workshop coming up. It's called the Your Fitness Plan Workshop, and we are going to do just that. We're going to craft the perfect fitness plan for you using my six-step framework. So if you have been struggling maybe a little bit with consistency, maybe you're not sure what type of plan to follow or how to fit fitness in your overall lifestyle, you're definitely going to want to join me for this 1-hour workshop where we're going to go over everything you need to know to create the perfect plan for you. I have linked the registration page below in the show notes, so definitely save your spot and join me for the Your Fit Plan workshop. I'll see you there. Hello and welcome back to the show. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Bree Ogletree. I'm an online fitness coach for women, teaching women how to use strength training to reach their body goals long-term so that they can go off and be their amazing selves in all other aspects of their life. This episode is all about how to easily identify nutrition gaps, and we're just going to go over one simple exercise that you can do to start improving your nutrition today. If you're not already, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast. So if you're listening on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to the channel. I post new episodes almost weekly. And if you're listening on just the audio, just be sure to subscribe to wherever you're listening to this podcast so that you do not miss an episode. So it can be very easy to set yourself into a routine to kind of go through the motions, especially when it comes to your nutrition choices. I know for myself personally, it's very easy for me to get into a routine. And I am one that has no problem eating the same things over and over and over again. So this is definitely an exercise that I utilize to help me identify nutrition gaps in my diet, especially if I'm in that phase where I'm just kind of going through the motions and not really paying 100% attention to what I'm eating. I'm just eating either what's available or I'm eating the same things over and over again because it's what I have in my kitchen. So if you are looking to prioritize your nutrition, you're looking to maybe improve your nutrition habits, this is definitely an exercise that you can utilize and do to start identifying some of the gaps you may have within your nutrition. So there are really three steps to this simple exercise, and the first one is going to be observation. I want you to set a duration of time in which you're just going to be observing your nutrition habits. So I recommend a minimum of 3 days per week and up to 7 days, so a full week of observation. And all you're doing in this phase or in this step of the process is simply observing the food choices that you're making, possibly the situations or environments that you're in when you're making these different food choices, and possibly your thought process as you're making these food choices. Now, you can choose to just simply observe, or you can take it a step further and do a food journal. So writing down your food choices and then maybe some thoughts around why you made those food choices or the situation that you were in when you made those food choices. Or you can make a photo journal on your phone. So simply taking a photo of your meal or snack every time you have one over the course of 3 to 7 days. Now, of course, this is not required, but it's going to help you remember once you go to your next step and do your analysis. It's going to be much easier to recall kind of what your choices were. But again, it's not required. You can simply just observe over this time period and start to notice patterns, start to notice choices that you're consistently making, and maybe start to link some of these food choices to what's going on in your life. Some things that you can start to take note of, again, are the decision. So the actual foods that you're eating, the situations in which you're eating them. So are you eating at the kitchen table? Are you preparing your meals? Are you eating on the go and picking up packaged or prepackaged paired meals? Are you eating at your office desk? What is the situation like? And what types of foods are you choosing? Once you get a really good grasp within that 3 to 7 days of what your food choices are like, maybe the circumstances around those food choices, then you're going to move to step two, which is the analysis of your food choices. So really what you're doing in this step is identifying maybe what types of foods are missing regularly from your diet. So you may notice that you're not eating a whole lot of fruits and vegetables, or maybe you're not eating a whole lot of protein. These are things that you're going to want to start to notice in the analysis step of this process. You can also start to dive in a little bit deeper into maybe why you are making these food choices. So maybe it is the circumstances around which you were eating. So if you're eating on the go, for example, are you maybe grabbing the first thing that's available to you versus planning ahead or really thinking about that food option or food decision? So this is a step to identify what actually is missing more consistently from your diet. So fruits, vegetables, protein, water, quality carbohydrates, possibly the reasons behind why they may be missing. Step three is to decide whether or not this is something that you want to change. So if you go through this exercise and you decide, I don't really care that much, or I think I'm doing a pretty good job with my food choices, and you decide nothing's really missing, or you don't really want to add anything, then that's great. Just keep doing what you're doing. But if you do notice nutrition gaps, maybe you notice dips in your energy when you don't include certain food groups, this is when you're going to start to decide whether or not you want to do something about your food choices. So for example, if you notice that you're missing a good amount of fruits and vegetables in your diet, maybe you'll commit to adding a serving of fruits or vegetables at each meal in snack time and really focus on that over the next 2 to 3, maybe 4 weeks. If you notice you're not drinking a whole lot of water, maybe an option for you would be to add a glass of water at every meal or snack time. I recommend picking 1, maybe 2 habits to really focus on to start improving that area of nutrition. I think more than that is going to be a little bit too overwhelming. So 1 to 2 things. And then once you master those habits, maybe start to think about adding on another habit. And you can do this exercise again. So you can take another audit of what you're doing for your nutrition, go through the analysis phase, and then decide what to add or what to change when it comes to those nutrition gaps that you identify. So this is, again, is a very simple 3-step process that you can utilize to start identifying nutrition gaps. And it's nothing crazy. It's a pretty simple process. And I think if you repeat this over and over and over again, you can easily start to improve the quality of your nutrition over time. You're going to feel better. You're going to move better. And you're just going to be taking better care of your body overall with higher quality nutrition. I know that episode was quick, but hopefully you can start to utilize this 3-step exercise or process to start improving your nutrition so that you can start moving and feeling better in your body. Let me know if you decide to do this 3-step process and how it's going. You can shoot me a DM over at Instagram. I'd be more than happy to hear from you. And that is going to be it for this episode. Again, make sure you are subscribed so that you are updated on all weekly episodes. And I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.